You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Hundreds of people from up and down the West Coast gathered Saturday at San Francisco's Civic Center Plaza for a solidarity march for Sudan. For the past 3 months, Sudanese people in the Bay Area, like our usual host Hana, have been glued to their phones and tablets following the news from back home. People have been taking to the streets there to call for an end to the 30-year rule of President Omar al-Bashir. The internet's been buzzing with videos of the protests, but also of the brutal crackdown the government's been unleashing on the protesters. Amnesty International estimates more than 45 people dead, 180 injured, and thousands arrested so far. Sudanese immigrants in the U.S. have been organizing solidarity protests, including right here in San Francisco. And we're noticing a new generation of Sudanese American youth are engaging politically for the first time. Hana has more.
Late last month, about 24 people gathered in Hayward for a community forum about what's going on back in Sudan. Now, usually speakers and the people who attend these events are adults, and they'd usually be speaking Arabic. But today's event is different.
If they want to speak in English, it's okay. And if they want to speak in Arabic, that is okay. Ahlan.
Tonight, the adults are handing over the mic to some younger speakers, like 16-year-old Haifa Abu Sheba.
My generation, our generation, or the generation that's going to change Sudan. Mm-hmm. We're going to be the generation that's going to write the new constitution. We're going to be the generation that's going to bring democracy into Sudan. And I genuinely feel...
She slips in and out of English and Arabic and back, talking Arabizi, a kind of teen speak.
In the future, maybe not when I'm not aged, maybe when I'm not alive, but there's going to be a point in Sudan when Mara hatamsik Sudan, and she's going to lead to...
She's saying she's sure there will one day be a woman leading Sudan. Haifa is a senior in high school. Her parents drove 40 miles from Tracy to this event. And for her, the Sudan activism was sparked by the videos that started showing up on social media late December. Families worldwide, including mine, have been glued to Facebook and WhatsApp, following the uprising on our screens. These grainy videos of protesters marching and chanting, in many cases being chased down by security trucks, hauled onto them, sometimes beaten, or worse, shot down. Haifa says she was amazed that after all that, people would still take to the streets the next day. She was so excited, she started showing her school friends at Tracy High.
And it literally, I would grab my phone, I'd be like 8 o'clock in the morning, running to my friends, like, look what my people do, and it's in Arabic, and they're like, what are they even saying? And I like explain to them. That made me feel like this is my home, these are my people, and I should be proud of them. I should never, they walk the streets and they ask for freedom and they fear nothing.
Now, this is a generation, many of whose parents migrated in the first place to flee the al-Bashir regime. Their homes are filled with patriotic music these days and excitement at the protests, but also disgust and anxiety about the brutal government crackdown. And the kids, they're watching, they're learning, and they're listening to everything. And for teens like Haifa, something else is happening. It's changing the way they relate to Sudan and how they identify here in the U.S.
I feel like after this revolution, yes. I feel like before that, a lot of them had the same sense as me, as there's nothing to brag about or there's nothing to say about Sudan, so we just like claim other things. We'll claim like, oh, I'm just black or I'm just African American. But I feel like throughout this revolution that's been happening, a lot of us have been saying, no, like, we are Sudanese people. We stand with the people of Sudan and we're coming out of our shells. And this is, I feel like my generation is bringing attention that you can be Sudanese and you can be prideful of that. That sense of your people wanting freedom just makes you prideful. And I just never felt that much pride before until now.
At the San Francisco City Hall solidarity protest last month, dozens of people waved flags and chanted slogans against the Sudanese government in Arabic and English. Kids were decked out in flag colors, holding signs they painted themselves. The speakers were all adults, until somebody thought to pass the loudspeaker to Haifa. and she took them by surprise.
They're 30 years old when they should be at school reading books because the government doesn't want to give them money. A government doesn't want to support the educational system.
Her generation is witnessing its first popular uprising.
Pocketing the money for their own. They say that they're doing something for us, but I see people our age where they can be doing so much.
They've heard stories about the Sudanese revolting against military rule in 1964 and 85, but those are old nostalgic family stories. Today, these American-raised kids are on the Insta, Snapchat, and Twitter, following hashtags like Sudan Revolts and Sudan Uprising, and making protest art and music. Tear gas and burnt tires here. Digging in your flesh, bullets from the liars here. You put your fist in the air. While there's a lot of excitement about the uprising, it's also resulted in another reality that hit some Sudanese families in the U.S. hard. We're in the home of sisters Ala and Seja Hussein in Union City. Their mom Fatma's making the evening tea. It's only 7 o'clock, but they're yawning because they're jet-lagged.
Baba said he wants tea. Yeah.
They just flew back from Sudan 3 days ago. Their parents had sent them to college there. A lot of Sudanese expats do that. And then the protests began. Seja says their mom started calling every day.
I would try to make my mom not nervous and not scared, so I'd be like, oh mom, there's nothing, you know, but like all of a sudden you hear tra tra. so the background noise wasn't helping me at all.
Their college mates went on a solidarity strike, and to them striking was important because,
you know, there's people dying, there's people that don't have, you know, money to eat, money to live. There's so many problems that are going on in Sudan right now that makes it seem like we're ignorant if we were to just go to school and complete our education because, you know, we're known as the rich students.
And their college made headlines when it was swarmed by government security agents chasing down student strikers. They tear gassed the classrooms and beat the students. And it was all caught by a weeping student on a viral video. That is when Seja and Ala's parents had enough. Seja had just finished her second year when their parents started to plan for their departure. Watching the college attack video, Fatma says she couldn't believe her eyes. Her daughters were safe, but the college wasn't any longer. And she says it was clear to her that the college could have stopped the attack, but didn't. She says, I'm angry. We sent our children to our country, to our home, thinking they'd be safe, to learn their culture and be with family. Sadly, they had to come back home now. Back home to Union City, where they're applying to go to school in Dubai. And they're not the only ones. Many of their friends left too. And Ala says it was hard to leave.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I say I really, really want to go back and protest and just be a part of it. Because at some point, this is going to be, you know, our Independence Day. And it's going to be our getting out of the regime and getting from under the tyrant. And this is going to be a big day when it happens. So I do want to be a part of it. But at the same time, like when I go on social media and I see videos, I'm scared to go back.
My name is Shabazz.
Shabazz is from the peninsula, and that's not his real name. We're protecting his identity because for this 18-year-old, it's no more just about videos. It's hit home. His mother, an American citizen, was caught up in a protest in Sudan last month. She was arrested, and he fears media coverage might jeopardize her safety, so he's using a pseudonym. I met up with him in a shop in San Bruno.
So when you first heard that, what were you feeling? What were you thinking?
Nervousness, excitement, anxiety, but also a lot of pride. Like, it's hella inspirational.
And he says it's made him look deeper at his connection to Sudan and his family.
We grew up in America, so we've become Americanized, and there's this disconnect between generations culturally and, there's this generation gap. And I think we're bridging that through this, like, revolution.
And remember Haifa Abu Sheba, who took the mic at the protest? She says now she gets why her parents get emotional when they talk about Sudan or when they hear 80s protest songs like this one performed live by singer Amal An-Nur. This was at a concert Haifa went to in Hayward with her family. For her, this uprising,
with this happening, it made me feel like I belong somewhere. And it's just this feeling of comfort. I feel like no matter what, I have a Sudanese community that has my back. I have Sudanese people that have my back. This uprising just makes me feel more comfortable and more belonging within myself and within my country.
That story was reported and produced by Hannah Baba.